Deine Ron Bookman.
Das ist bei Sanan.
A person knows when his holiday has gone on for too long, when he starts getting into halachic problems. So, in Chutz La'aretz, most people do not get into the problem. In Eretz Yisrael, it's much more severe. We'll discuss both. The mekoyer of the problem is a pasuk in this week's parasha. It's also a pasuk in next week's parasha as well. The pasuk says, which is said every day three times, "Uchsavtom al mezuzois beisecha uvish arecha." There's a mitzvah of a mezuzah. Beisecha is your house. So when a person lives in a house, he puts a mezuzah. When he goes on the holiday, typically there will be no mezuzah where he goes. So is the, what happens to the chiyuv mezuzah when he goes on the holiday? So we'll see. In Chutz La'aretz, there's a 30-day grace period if you want. Eretz Yisrael, it's miyad. The Mechaber in Sivan Reish Pehei, Sifat, describes the chaim of the mitzvah. His mitzvah says, say, lichtoi pashas shema, v'vahoya im shomoya, ulekovam amazuzas ha-pesach, put them there. It says, v'tzarech lizoher bo mo'oid. It's not something that should be taken lightly. It says, v'chala zoher bo, he carries on, ya'arichu yomov, v'mei vonov. Somebody who's kev mezuzah is a skula harichas yom. The skula is all who bear the mitzvahs. So the Mechaber says, it's a skula harichas yom v'mei vonov. He carries on that, v'mei no izahir by a person is not kev mezuzah, rachman son, he's katsru. Approximately 100 years ago, there was a situation in Yerushalayim where the mezuzahs were not being checked properly. And the Kosh had no funds to pay the Seifim to do it. People couldn't afford it, they were struggling to put bread on the table. At that time, there's an orphanage, called the Diskin Orphanage, which has been established then. And they seemed to have a few surplus funds. So somebody wanted to take funds from the Diskin Orphanage to start paying the Seifim to check mezuzahs. So they asked the Poisek Dazach, who was there, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, are they allowed to do that or not? He said, halachos, can you change one stocker to another stocker? He said, it's mutter 100%. Why? He says, because if we check people's mezuzahs, there'll be less yisoyim around. So it's an investment for the future. It's a chomediki inyan. So it comes to mezuzah. Now, there's a Gemara, says, Menachas about going on a holiday when staying somewhere else. And the Gemara describes a situation of a pundik. So a pundik, the halacha says in the Gemara, Dachman Dalit, as a pundik, he says, Hasaycher bais b'chutz la'aretz, the Gemara says, if you saycher a house in chutz la'aretz, call shleishim yon potim na mezuzah, it's potim na mezuzah, all shleishim yon. After 30 days, you're chayiv. We can't eat a chayiv. Aval soicher, it says, soicher, but pundik, a pundik is potter in Chutz La'aretz always, and Eretz Yisrael is shloi shim yoyim. Now, Shabbos, what's a pundik? So a pundik, Rashi tells us, is like a ke'en a hotel. Some go to a hotel, is a chiyuv mezuzah or not? So a person has to know what's a pundik, what's a hotel, and what's a bais, what's the difference? Some people have a luxurious home and say, my house is like a hotel. And it's a pot from mezuzah. So what's the gather of pundik? So there's a Gemara in Yuma, Dafyud, Ton Rabbanon, says, Kol Ishkot Shev Beshev Mikdash, all the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash, says that Ein Lehem Mezuzah, had no mezuzah, Chutz Milishkas HaPahar Hedrin, there's a room there called Ishkot Sparhedrin. There was a mezuzah, Shehoya boy based here the Kohen Gadol. Because there was a place for the Kohen Gadol to live. That was in the Beis HaMikdash. Why would the Kohen Gadol go live in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkas of our Hedrin? So we know, it's the first Mishnah and Yuma, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, It says, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, you took the Kohen Gadol, be based from his house, Lishkas Parhedrin. He would live in the base of Hamikdash for those 7 days. So there was a place in the base of Hamikdash for 7 days for Kohen Gadol to live, and there was a mezuzah on that door. Now, why the mezuzah on that door is machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbanon, Tamid Rabbanon, because Dira Bar Kocha Shma Dira. So even though that he is forced to live there, the Kohen Gadol, but Dira Bar Kocha, the fact you're forced to live somewhere is not an exception. There's a Chiyah Mezuzah factor. Since you have a Chiyah Mezuzah, so therefore the fact the Kohen Gadol didn't want to be there is irrelevant. There was a Chiyah Mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Dirish Bar Kocha Lav Shma Dira. It's not called a Dira. Person that get against his will doesn't want to be there, drop to be home. No Chiyah Mezuzah. However, why take the Rabbanan? Rabbanan said there is a Chiyah Mezuzah. Kidei Shlo Yomer, so they shouldn't say Kohen Gadol is Chavush B'nei Sarsuin. The Kohen Gadol is in prison. We don't people think the Kohen Gadol is in prison. Grab the question we're back from here. Vice the choice a prison is not going to be a mezuzah. It's not going to get a ma'aseh, unfortunately, as well. People are in prisons. Okay, here as well. But, you know, it's a chid put a mezuzah on a prison cell. So, ma'aseh, it's machlokes in the Gemara. Passing Rabbon and Rabbi Yehuda, it's a tum in the Paiskin. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, put a mezuzah up, no bracha. Because it's not a beis dira, but the bar kocha, it's a machlokes, put up without it. A similar shot is with hospitals. A person goes to the hospital and he has an extended stay, let's say more than 30 days. Does he need to put a mezuzah up on his hospital room? So that's it. So there are many mitigating factors why it's not mechuyev mezuzah. The Avnezer Taka Paskins near there, Simon Shin Pei, the Taka no chiyev mezuzah on a hospital. One reason is because he'd rather not be there. He'd rather be home. Dira bar kocha, lav shmei dira is a suffix. Al kuponim. Could be passed in lav shmei dira. So therefore, it's better if he'd rather not be there. Rather not be there, potter for mezuzah. Prison, same thing. In Chana. As much like it's the two tzadim in the Gemara. So a person goes on the holiday, some people would rather be home. So if you'd rather be home, you'd rather not be there altogether. So could be you're not kubua dira. Now, the word of a pundit, what's a pundit? So Rashi tells you, a pundit is a mokum for people oivrin v'shovin, people who are commuting. Now, I'm driving all the way, let's say, from Manchester to London, and it's, you know, many years ago, it takes more than one day, and you'd rather get there one day, and you can't. So you have to stop at the service station on the way, and you take a motel room, and you sleep, and you carry on your way. Such a bechinah for a pundit. Be'etzem, you'd rather be in your destination, you'd rather be home, you'd rather not be in the hotel. So a person, let's say, has a hotel and a resort, where, like, I want to be there, so could be that's not bichlal the hetzer of pundik. And a person takes a hotel room for, let's say, more than 30 days in the chutz la'aretz, then it could be has a chiyah mezuzah. Certainly not this svara. The other svara is the pundik. Tosis explains that what's it in 30 days? Why did it change in 30 days in Eretz Yisrael? A pundit is not a pundit. Like, you don't want to be there. Like, it's just a stop-off place. Why then, after 30 days, does it change over? So it gives different swaras. So one swara is because up to 30 days, everyone can see you're not really living there. It's not a base dira. It's not your normal habitat. I just happen to be there and arrive. A casual dika oifen. It's not really my permanent place. After 30 days living, then we already see a kviyas. This is your home. Once we see this is your home, the fact that it's really the actual tzura of it is only a pundik, but 30 days already is a machayev. This nagia talk about schiv's bathroom as well. Schiv's in chutz la'aretz, there's no chiv mezuzah because it's a DSR, a person on it in cash. Up to 30 days, you haven't really established yourself as a resident. In Baba Basha Daf Ches, it speaks about the chiyuvim, obligations of residents of a city to contribute to public funds. And the shir there is shloishin yoim, 30 days. Up to 30 days, you're passing through. More than 30 days, you already are a resident and you have all the chiyuvim of that town. So a person living less than 30 days in one place is not called a diras keva. It's called a diras ah, you're merely passing through. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, a pundik. And in chutz la'aretz, in a regular bais, there would be no chiv mezuzah. So okay. That is a tour of a pundik, certainly.
About the
Kohen Gadol,
is there 7 days?
There are a few truths in, could be there's a tziruf. That once the 30 days doesn't necessarily have to be due tziruf, have to be continual. You can have a break, which is very negia. People have a timeshare apartment, and they have it 2 weeks a year. But you have the same 2 weeks, and it's yours. And you're locked in every year, there would be a chiyuv mezuzah because you have more than 30 years at one point. It does not be consecutive. That's true because once you have a kviyas, I see this is your kviyas, you come here on a regular basis. A person who takes a holiday home for, let's say, 2 weeks, and he's there for 2 weeks, and he comes the last day, and he says, "Yo, says to the Baal boss, this is very nice. I'd like to come back next year. Maybe we can make a deal now." Because of the anyways, Baal boss says, "Okay, no problem, let's sign a contract now." He'll sign a contract. So the next year, the 14 days will join on to the 14 days of this year, and up to 28 days. Does it for a third year, the same house again, if he locks in to the contract when he's still in the house, that means the day 29 of year 3 will join on to day 28 of year 2, then it comes to day 30, he will have a chiyuv mezuzah. Because he's 30 days in the same place, and the fact's not consecutive does not take away the chiyuv mezuzah. I'm talking about someone renting a house, renting a home. A pundik in chutz la'aretz is potter anyway. A hotel room in chutz la'aretz would be potter anyway, because we'll see, it's got to be a makom dira. Typically, a hotel room differs from a house in that there's no kitchen facilities. You can't. There's no furniture there. You can't really live there. You have two beds and a table and chair. You can't really live there. So because you can't really live there, so therefore it also has not got the tzura of a diras keva. It's not a permanent dira. Since it's not a permanent dira, there it would be no chiyuv mezuzah. However, if a person rents a home, someone's house, you go to the North Wales or the Lake District, you rent people's houses, that is a proper home. It looks like a regular house. That's what you're renting it for. If I'm renting a regular house, then there would be l'chayra reason to say that's near diras keva. Once you go over the 30-day period, you would have a chiyuv mezuzah. So a person, let's say, rents a holiday home for the whole month of August, so there's a problem. Because it's going to come day 31, the chiyuv mezuzah kicks in on day 30, you'd have to put out mezuzahs. He could leave a day early, that would help. But if you are there 30 days with tzivus, then you have changed over from a diras arai, a temporary dweller, into a diras keva, a permanent dweller, and there would be a regular chiyuv mezuzah.
Why is that between
Chutzlo and Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, because Chazal tell us that there's coming of Mishum Mirei Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We want people to live in Eretz Yisrael. We know that once a person has put up a mezuzah, he's not going to want to leave so fast the place he put up mezuzah. So they would say, day one, put up mezuzah. Why? Then you might stay. So I'm sure with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we want to have people living there. So therefore, with the chiyuv mezuzah is straight away in Eretz Yisrael. All the people who rent their hotel rooms, there's a pun, there's no chiyuv. The shayla is there a chiyuv on the owner of the hotel? That's the shayla. Because the Aruch HaShulchan gives an interesting svara. A person's mechuyev mezuzah around his house. Now, he may only sleep in one bedroom, and he uses downstairs the kitchen and the dining room. He doesn't use all the rooms in his house. They're used by other members of the family. They're used for different purposes. So if I use the still mechuyev mezuzah, because when I live, it doesn't matter where you sleep and eat. Everything that goes into how you live is a chelik of the chiyuv mezuzah, of your bais, of the dira, how you live, and therefore the chiyuv mezuzah. This negia to beis ha'oitzer. A beis ha'oitzer is a storehouse. A person, as the Mechaber says, oitzer is yayin nishan, a person keeps his supplies in a room that's just used for storage. doesn't eat in there, doesn't drink in there, doesn't sleep in there, doesn't learn in there, doesn't really do any living per se. He just uses that facility to store his things. There is a chiyuv mezuzah. Why is there a chiyuv mezuzah? Because when you live somewhere, so part of living is I have my supplies at hand. Once you have your supplies at hand, so therefore that is part of your dira. That's the oif and how you live. So therefore, the Orchel Shulchan says, when it comes to Pundik, where it's a Yiddish person, that's where he keeps his guests. So it's an oitzer for his guests.
If you have a room that you do nothing with, you don't use at all.
So if you do nothing with it altogether, oh, so the shahid is, was if the patim already there, or was used once upon a time, you have to make part of the mezuzah. Because once it's a chiv mezuzah, just not using it is insufficient to take away the chiv mezuzah. You have to actually remove the petzimin. Close up the... You know, some people have a door and they screw it shut, seal it shut. That's insufficient. Because Chazar HaChosh is going to unscrew and use the door again. You have to remove the petzimin. This is already not our subject.
Excuse me, if you have one of these houses in North Wales, it's a kosher house, how far do you have to know that the mezuzah is kosher?
We're going to get to that. This is already... Throughout, most people here have houses less than 30 days. The problem is not so such a problem. We'll get to the kosher house when we get to Eretz Yisrael. The 30 days is another problem also. People, let's say, come back from Eretz Yisrael. Let's say young couples move back to Manchester. And they'll come back in the summer. They'll rent an apartment. So we know that halacha of renting an apartment is 30 days grace. And then the chiyuv mezuzah. Let's say they move in for a week. Then they go to North Wales for 2 weeks. And then they come back to Manchester. When does their 30 days start? Does the 30 days start when they move back? Or does the 30 days start when they came back from the holiday? Is the holiday period, or can you join the two things together? The 7 days plus the 14 is a gap, then another 21 days.
If you move into a house with intention to stay there more than a day, then it starts
immediately. So there is a big machlokes in the poiski. We said up to now, the reason of 30 days is because it goes from a diras arai, temporary. Once you're there more than 30 days, it's a diras keva, so it's permanent. If a person signs a contract on day one for more than 30 days, let's say a 12-month lease, a 2-year lease, so on day one there's already kuvias over there. If on day one there's a kuvias, then it could be the chiyuv mezuzah is miyad straight away. Because I see on day one, you're already kuvia, you're already establishing yourself here as a permanent dweller. If you're permanently here, then it would be chiyuv mezuzah miyad. But the big machlokes in the poskim, Ignis Moshe's mashma, that the minhag nowadays is to put the mezuzah up on day one. The bracha is much more problematic. The Nachlos Tzvi is more upset. It prayers not to do it. They bring down a raya from Mizrahi in Parshas Lech Lecha. In Parshas Lech Lecha, it says over there, we know Avraham Avinu, we know kept Tayag Mitzvahs. Right? Why did he not do Bris Milah until he had a tzivui? Everything else good with that, a tzivui. Vice the choice, it's better to do the mitzvah when you're really mitzvah, when you have a real tzivui to do it. So Avraham Avinu waited until the Ribono Shel Olam said, do it b'poi. Zog there, vice the choice, you see, that to do a mitzvah when you're not really chayev, it's better to wait. So says Nachlas Tzvi, even though it's true there is some tzura of keva, of it, so it, even though you have now your lease signed on day one for 12 months, but you didn't get the 30 days. So externally, the person doesn't know you've signed your lease yet. So you still have a tzura, you look like a DSI, a temporary dweller. And therefore, until day 30, don't put up your mezuzah. So you can make a bracha on it.
You move out of your house for 6 months.
Yeah.
Why
did
you say renovations or extensions?
Well, why the renovations? You'll probably take that mezuzah anyway because you're going to rip down the doorpost and paint over. And if this is going to, if mezuzahs will liable to get damaged, then you should take them down. Yes, a person goes on holiday for 3 weeks, 1 day, 2 days, right? He's not. I go to North Wales for 4 weeks. Is there a chiyuv mezuzah on my house in Manchester when I'm there? So she's going to be carrying your pot. Takno chiyuv mezuzah, and the first time it's a. There were some gedolim when they would go from the town, let's say a Mogad Sakim, when they would go for a holiday, they'd go to the springs, it was hot in the middle of the country, in the cities, they'd go to the country, be there for 4 to 8 weeks, the health spas and these things. So it's brought down, the moon catch brings down from the Daka Tshuva, that he took his mezuzahs off his house, it sounds like, and put them on the house where he was. Because where you're going is definitely a chiyuv mezuzah. Where you're leaving from, there's maybe no chiyuv mezuzah. So take mezuzahs with you, take them down, and a chanamah. Do we have two mezuzah? Yeah. It's complicated. Taking mezuzahs out is complicated. No, we'll get to there. So a person, so the one time is, the person, when he moves back from Eretz Yisrael with his suitcases and his packages and his furniture, he'll set himself up in a dira, an apartment in Manchester, be there for a week, then he'll take his clothes and a few pots and pans and go to North Wales for 2 weeks and come back. Is there a chiyuv mezuzah from day one? So people will say, listen, why am I based on Eretz? Because even though it's true he's gone on a holiday, and he's in North Wales for 2 weeks, then he has 7 days to live there, he now has a base oitzer, because his apartment now is used to store his things. He's got his furniture there, his vacuum cleaner, some of his clothes, pots and pans. So our base oitzer, maybe I should say, it's consecutive still. But the chayah, that's not regular base oitzer. We define base oitzer as something which you use for regular living. That's where I keep my things. That's where I'm living there. If a person has a self-storage facility, let's say in some warehouse, and he keeps there his Pesach kelim and his Sukkot kelim, there's no chiyuv beis oitzer because he's not living day to day with that stuff. It's somewhere to store your things. Storing your things is not like a beis oitzer. A beis oitzer is a called a storage house. It's chayv because that's how you live. You live by having somewhere to keep your tomato ketchup, whatever it is. That's how you live on a daily basis. Something which is mishamish helps you live better, there is a chiyuv mezuzah. But a place meant to get your things out of your way, so you don't trip over them, that is no chiyuv beis oitzer. That's not called the chiyuv beis oitzer. So the fact that you're keeping your furniture and your pots and pans in your apartment in Manchester, you're not living it, you're not using them at all. It's just something to keep your things, but I'm not using them to enhance my living. It says it's not enhancing my living, there would be no chiyuv mezuzah during that time period. This is very negay of people who are in business. People have business oitzers, right? They have a warehouse to store their stock. No chiyuv mezuzah. Even by shops, person has a shop, the chiyuv mezuzah in a shop is very, very minimal because it's not living. A person is there for business. If a person sleeps on the job, or he sleeps in his store, and he eats their kriyas, then they're already living there. But if you're not living in your shop, you're just there 9 to 5, and you keep your things there, there is be'etzim zikr no chiyuv mezuzah with a bracha. People open a new store and have hope, you know, kavias mezuzah ceremony. It's good for the PR, good for the pictures. Put a mezuzah up, no bracha.
The night watchman stays there.
Night watchman will make a chiyuv, yeah, because he's living there then. Over the shayas, why is he there? Depends what the watchman's for. It's a. Well, it has to be again. There is definitely a shmir inyan. The Gemara does say about mun mezamelech. Gemara on Lamed Beis Merachis says mun Beis mezamelech hoy oisim divun koyseim ken zechem mezuzah. They had soldiers or policemen who was going around the mun mezamelech, the country, looking after everybody. And Rashi explains that these people, they were oibed drachim derech, their whole lives were just going around the country. A few days here, a few days there, sorting out the affairs of the country. What they would do was, they had portable mezuzahs. It says that even though they had no chiyuv, because they went from place to place, they were never kriveh anywhere, but they had a zeichel mezuzah because otherwise they would never have a mezuzah. So the Gemara does bring down this idea that if a person has no mezuzah altogether, then you can do a portable mezuzah. However, a person has a house and you have mezuzah already, then to put mezuzah where it's not necessary is a shtikla bizon kisei kodesh. That's why I put it over there for. Now, a mezuzah per se wants to be in a door. And if I can, a person, let's say, has it's brought down, a person moves house, let's say, and you want to take mezuzah with you. So very nice. There are different rooms which have different levels of chiyuv in a house. A room which is too small is less of a chiyuv than a full-size room, if it's not dalet. If a room is used for a base of oitzer, it's less of a chiyuv than a room where a person eats and sleeps in. So you have to be very careful. If you're taking a mezuzah off a room where you live in, with a real chiyuv de'oraisa, you can't put it onto a room where there's a lower chiyuv. Because that's Pirodah of Kedusha. You're lowering the level of Kedusha of that mezuzah. So a person has a mezuzah in his house, and he moves, he got spare mezuzah, he says, okay, let's go to my office and work instead. You have a problem doing that. Because it could be a Pirodah of Kedusha. Because you're lowering the level. Because there's really no chiv in the in his workplace. And he had a partial chiv at home, a real chiv at home. You are degrading the level of the mezuzah. That is a problem. Right? So you've got to be careful when you move mezuzahs. Keep the level same.
Why, if weeks, which
you
pre-plan,
join
together year by year?
Yeah. Because sukkah is, there's a whole tomb on sukkah. Sukkah has to be diras arai. The tarikot is diras arai. You can't make it keva. If it's kebab, it's possible in sukkah.
Even though you know
yes. A person lives in a sukkah the whole year. Let's say if I build in sukkah. A person has a built-in sukkah, one of these fancy roofs. And he has a mezuzah there, because it's like a room of his house. And come sukkahs. So he lives in the thing. The shayla, do you have to make a new bracha on the mezuzah after sukkahs? Why? Because sukkah doesn't need a mezuzah. But sukkah has to be diras arai. Because it's the there is no chibuza. By definition, a sukkah cannot be mechayev a mezuzah.
I thought you defined
if you only
function
but the Torah overrides it. The Torah says to Hedra, sukkah is the arai.
You mean theoretically,
you should join together. But it's it can't be, yeah, it's arai. I mean, I live the whole year. I eat and dine the whole year, every single day. Sukkah is the same, I just open the roof. Nonetheless, it's called a diras arai. So many, it's no mechayev mezuzah.
Take mezuzah off then.
It could be an achram. It's not supposed to. It's a big talk about it. It's what to do. The whole sukkah, the room is called diras arai. Your living has it's a diras arai. You have to be arai. The sukkah, the schach makes it arai, but it has to be arai. Chotzer needs a mezuzah. Again, chotzer is a way from the shamash my bais. I get from my front porch. That to you know, across my garden, I use my garden as part that enhances my living. Something that enhances my living full time, that's part of my diras keva. That's the chiv of a chotzer. It's all points to that. Let's get to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is much more complex. It's much easier, and it's much more difficult. Eretz Yisrael, the chiv is miyad straight away, as we spoke out the reason. However, people are very fortunate, because go to Eretz Yisrael, you're in an apartment up in the north, whatever it is. Chances are, there'll be a mezuzah there anyway. If there's a mezuzah there anyway, then you have no problem. Fine, so what are the mezuzahs for? However, is the mezuzah kosher? Now, can you rely on the person? Now, if you're going to go there and kasher your kitchen because you're fruit and it's not good enough for you, then that means you're not really trusting the guy. How then can you trust his mezuzah? Yeah, so you can act, because it's a ne'eman. Yeah, my mezuzah are kosher, yeah. Yeah, you know, the keep the hechsher from, you know, I don't know. I think you could ask about who checked them, was the person reliable, what happened to them in between. A mezuzah, you've got to be careful with the mezuzah. If it's not under kept weather condition, it's painted over, there are problems. The halacha is you have to check the mezuzah twice every 7 years. But if it's in a situation where it is liable to have gotten damaged by damp, by pains, by someone banging into it, it's going to check straight away because it loses the chazaka. So you need a chazaka. So a person has a mezuzah on his house, so he goes to the north, and he's got these like small mezuzahs, which is like, no, not very good. The chiv mezuzah straight away. Day one, you got a chiv mezuzah. Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the chiv mezuzah is day one. Even your seicher, if you're born in the house, even if you're the chiv mezuzah straight away, day one. Is that an eitzah? So I've got an idea. So listen, take your spare mezuzahs, put it up, and then, you know, put 2 weeks there, and then take it out afterwards. So the Chamudei the Neil put up his tshuva, you have a problem about Tosef. It's also the Raisa. Because if the mezuzah is kosher, then you have a problem about Tosef. Because now you think two mezuzahs in one door. That's also. So the shayla is, so can I make a tanai? Can I make a tanai that when I put the mezuzah up, it's only mitzvah tzofik. The answer is, it would work with time not to worry about Tosif, but what would happen, the default position would be is, the mezuzah that's there already would be the mezuzah. So therefore, if it's the end of kosher, then you're not going to fadin anything altogether. So you're playing with deraisis. About Tosif, the real deraisa. And so, you don't want to go down there. Look at it. The Shabbat gives, sorry, because in Machlek, if it's deraisis Rabbonon, if you rent it, the Pasuk says, Chsatam al mezuzah is beisecho visharecha. Beisecho sounds like it's going to be yours. You see, by tzitzis, abakan po es kesus fa shetase loch. Sitzes are very similar. 30 days, a person boils a beggar, there's no chiv sitzes. After 30 days, you have a chiv sitzes because Chazal say it looks like it's yours. It's my assigned digdin. How is the chayes beisech as well? The same meal. However, Rabba Dashans. Every day, every door. Yeah.
Every single door.
I mean, it's like a regular house. A borrowed beggar. Shoil. Beggar sh'ula. So, thank you for good kids. A beggar sh'ula is 30 day grace. Shah is, do you have the same in my house as well? So it does say Beisecha, your house. The Chayes has the same in his Ksuscha. But Tosfos says, we need that for a different drosha. Omar Rava, where do you put them? The Derech Yamin, on the right. Why Derech Bi'oscha, as you go into the room? That's how you know it's on the right. So the Pesach is used for something else. So what it says twice, the Pesach is not the Ma'id. So it could be a Zdaka Derasa. The other side is when it says Beisecha twice, there's a Pesachim, you dash them both. That's the Shaila of Soicha is Derasa Jabon. So it's a Sobic Derasa. Two Mizuz is a valid Derasa, so to do that for an Eitzah. Better you should take a pull off a Mizuzah. It's quite difficult, because it might be painted on. You go to a house, the guy may not want you playing with the mezuzahs. But if it's an Eitzah, let's say it is an Eitzah, it's easy to unscrew. You unscrew the mezuzah, this Sophic mezuzah in Israel, put it down, put your own mezuzah up, very nice and kosher. Ah, shame the yids, nice mezuzah. Comes the end of 2 weeks, you have a problem. What's the problem? The brass says in Baba Metzia, Daf Kubeis, Ton Rabona, Maski Bais Lechaleirim. Someone rents a house, ala soicha lasis la mezuzah. The soicha has to put up the mezuzah. And it says, ukshayotso, when you leave, loif lena. You can't remove it.
You probably come from the monk house that he took his holiday to his holiday house.
That's because there's no chiv anymore. If I'm in a Yiddish house, is a chiv because the guy's living there. Sounds like a goyim. Sounds like a goyim because that's kids of Kodesh. We'll get to them in a minute. We might not. Anyway, so it says, and it brings down a ma'isa, shenachem zuza biyodai biyotza, and it carries on. Bekorar ishto ishnei bonav. He ended up having to bury his wife and two sons. Sakona, taking off a mezuzah is a danger. It's a very complex matter. When a person moves house, taking a mezuzah is a big problem. So typically what should happen is, you should leave them up, and the person who takes over the house, if it's the yid, will pay you for the mezuzahs. Sorry about foul, because the children is no safer on the shayla. What a person says, they say, I got gorgeous mezuzahs, you know, when I got married, you know, I'm moving now, I want to take them with me. So is he allowed to, you know, replace them with cheaper mezuzahs and move out? He says, no, it's not an answer. Very complicated, you can't do it. There is an Eitzah maybe to take it down to check, and then once it's down, put up a different one. It's one Eitzah to give. Second Eitzah, which is brought down, is maybe it leaves them up till the person moves in. Once the person moves in, then there's never a gap, because he's Mechuyev, he can change his mezuzah if he wants. He's not Mechuyev to keep your mezuzahs, then afterwards you can... it's brought down Halacha L'Maaseh and Cheshvish, but as well the Shaila. The Pesachei Tshuva, the end of Hilchos Zuzah, Taka brings down the Shaila, is Machloik, as a person bought a house. And there's a fight between the Moicher and the Lekeach, who the mezuzahs belong to. Because the Shulchan Aruch says in Chosh Mishpat, when a house is sold, what's included in the sale? So certainly the bricks, the roof is sold, the furniture, Pashnor included. How about the mezuzahs? So it says the Chakira, the Choira, it's so that if it's Kavua Petit, something which is cemented in, that is sold with the house. However, any fix which is merely nailed in is not included in the sale. But it's a sobek in the Gemara. It's a boy lish in the Gemara. The Gemara is unsure. So we say, a moitzi mechabel avaraya. We know that the moicher always owned this thing. Since the moicher always owned it, he has a right to take it with him. You can't say it's included in the sale. Mezuzah is exceptional. A person who sells a house and doesn't make specification about the mezuzah or the fixtures, we say that the lekeach, the purchaser, has the chazaka on the mezuzahs. I presume they're included in the sale. Why? Because the seller can't remove them. He can't take them with. So therefore they're glued to the house for all intents and purposes. Since they're glued to the house, therefore they're included in the sale. The muchzik is the lekeach, and therefore the moicher would not have right to the mezuzahs unless he specified in the sale contract, mezuzahs belong to me, and then the lekeach would have to pay for them separately. wouldn't take him down as a problem, but he would have a chi of money to pay for the value of the mezuzahs.
So if you've got all these big fancy silver mezuzah holders.
The mezuzah holder?
Well, you take it off. Now you're supposed to physically off the door.
Yeah, it's a good shot. I don't know how much about it. It's a good shot. I like it. It's a good shot. Person goes to North Wales and the guy says, what are you doing? Putting this thing up. He says, a scroll, I need it for Shmir, looks after me, guides me, he says, I like the idea, leave it here. I'll pay you for it. Allowed to do that? So the Ramah says, big problem. A guy should be keish, sheet in the line mezuzah, wants a mezuzah. Writes to the cob and pisco, he wants to put it in his door. Besides, he said, Kodesh, I'm mad, you've got to be careful, you can't give a guy a stamp of Seamus. Problem. You can't give him a possum mezuzah because of the trouble of Seamus. Because who knows when he moves it? But he wants to keep it in his door. Going to guard my house, I like the idea. Also, Litna Loi, you're not allowed to. It says, if the problem with the Eva and your Eloi, if the problem the guy will take it afterwards, he'll take it out on the Indian, he'll take revenge on the Indian, he'll start making a whole war, like, you know, they have these dukes, you know, who had control over their dukedom. And any yid cause trouble, you know, they'll get everyone. So he wants some zuzah, he has no choice, what are you going to do? But this guy in the middle of Wales wants some zuzah, sorry, I'm really sorry, sir, we can't sell to you, no hater. Putting mezuzah up, you can't put it up with celery. Anything which adheres the mezuzah to the door, you don't have to screw it in. The guy is upset. Don't start sticking things on my door. If the chiv is that you can use cell tape, something temporary to put your mezuzah up. When you leave, because it's a goyish house, you can't take the mezuzah with you. You don't have to leave it there.
What's the shlach if I'm lucky on the goyish door, he'll soon take it down. Huh? What's the shlach if I'm lucky, he'll soon take it down.
Anyway, what's inside the mezuzah anyway? Inside the mezuzah, uchsatam al mezuzah, why is it with the mezuzah? What's it for anyway? So when a person goes, it says, when a person goes in and comes out, he's going to be mashed with mezuzah, look at the mezuzah, touch the mezuzah, some kiss the mezuzah. Why? The idea is because what's written inside the mezuzah is actually quite important. And it says in both parashas, apart from chsatum, why chsatum? Because it says, vishnantum devanecha v'dibata bom, v'shitcha v'veisecha v'lechtcha v'derecha v'shochba v'kamecha. Both parts of Krishna. When a person kisses a mezuzah, looks at a mezuzah, telling you when you go out, when you come in, when you're home, what you're doing, your focus has to always be on the shnatum, on learning. A person has a vacation, holiday time, it's a very good opportunity. Your free time, use it to learn something. Learn the lesson of mezuzah. Mezuzah, parash, that for these parashas, Boaz Hanan and Eikim, which are two summer parashas, that's where you find the psukim on learning. A person goes on a holiday, use the time productively. We've spoken over here a bunch of sugyas. Each one is a sugya. A mezuzah is kashrus. You know, one person has about exceeds oisiyas. How an ois, every ois has to be formed correctly. A person looks in the back of the mishaburas, see beautiful pictures, how every ois has to be exact, precise. One ois, the whole mezuzah is possible. Learn about what doors mechuyav a mezuzah. There's the ikar chiyav d'ras, ikar chiyav d'rabbanan. Schirus, a person has our sugyas here. These are all sugyas that are very accessible. A person takes the time out to learn. That person will make the mezuzah meaningful, make his holiday meaningful, and make his life meaningful.